You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans. We are joined by someone who's been a host in entertainment television for over a decade. AJ Gibson is also a podcast host, motivational speaker, and author of the book Flipping the Script. When it comes to breaking news, hot topics, and live red carpet revelations, that is, AJ Gibson is your guy. And today I am lucky to have him as mine. All mine. Let's get this started. AJ, welcome to the show. AJ, hi.
What's up, Cheryl?
Welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I love your background. I mean, like, you are ready. You're not even just like, oh, here you are. You're like, here I am.
Listen, honey, we had to convert this spare room into a studio at the beginning of the pandemic. My husband and I both, he works from home. So we're not going to miss out on the opportunities because we're not ready. So
that's right. That's right. In the lighting, you look great. Yeah, anyway.
Thank you. So, you too.
Thank you so much. And thank you again for doing this. Thanks. It's grown, huh? So long. Long locks. So you worked with Wendy Williams for many years.
Yeah.
And would you say that you guys had more of like a on-set friendship, or like, did you ever interact as much, or how was it with her?
Yeah, so it's interesting. People always ask, like, oh my gosh, how's your friend Wendy? I'm like, as you know, you go on these shows, and even if you're there for years, it's like, it's a friendship. It's a TV friendship, right? Yeah. I will say that, like, she's not somebody I was calling to go, like, grab dinner with. It wasn't one of those relationships. Right. But Wendy and her entire team behind the scenes at Debmar Mercury, they were just the most incredible staff, team, group of people I've ever worked with. They were just so wonderful to me every single time I went there. They made me feel at home. And Wendy herself, Wendy was really great at, especially in the early years, really great at kind of like locking horns for a bit. And then at the end of every segment, because I'd be out there for about 7 or 8 minutes with her. And it goes
that's
by like
fast.
You know, it's live. It is, but it's fast when you're like in the moment. And she would always check in with me at the end. And she'd always kind of like whisper in my ear and ask how I'm doing, ask about my husband, because we've been together for like 12 years. So he was always along for the ride. And so she would actually check in and see how I was doing, which makes it so much harder to see what she's, you know, been going through the last few years. And don't even get me started on the documentary. I can't watch it.
Well, no, I actually was looking. Yeah. So it wasn't the easiest to find, because I, mind you, I'm always late to the party. So I was like, okay, over the weekend, I was like, let me try this. I turned it on for 2 seconds. And then I was like, I actually cannot watch this. Did she ever have family on set at all? Like, have you ever seen any interaction with them?
So Kevin was around in the early years before, obviously, the divorce. I did have an interaction with Kevin one time that I've actually never talked about, which is kind of interesting. So I got a call out of the blue from somebody saying that somebody from the Wendy Williams team needed to talk to me. At the time, she was launching an app. And I had been in conversations with them to create content exclusively for the app, in addition to my appearances on the Wendy Williams show. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is another phone call from somebody from production. And they put me on hold, and all of a sudden, this guy gets on and just starts going off, just yelling at me. And I'm like, one, who is this? Two, why does he think he can talk to anybody like this? And three, what do I do? Like, I'm
What was
excited
he
about the offer.
saying?
He was just talking about some deal, some deal. And I didn't understand the ins and outs of it because it wasn't pertaining to me at all.
Right.
Goes on for like a solid minute or so. I finally say, "Hi, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is AJ Gibson. I do a segment called The Inside Scoop, and I'm doing my own little show called From A to J on Wendy's app. I'm not sure what this deal is you're talking about, but I don't think it's about me." And he says, "Oh shit. Okay, I'm so sorry. This is not the right AJ. This is not the right AJ." He's talking to somebody
Oh
off
my
phone,
God.
yelling at them, "Get me the right AJ," and then hangs up. It was Kevin Sr. It was her husband and manager and executive producer at the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he screamed. He wasn't kind. He was very stressed.
And they were already separated or divorced.
They were still together at this time.
Oh,
This was
interesting.
prior to the divorce, but the feeling I got was that he was sort of terrified. Like, people were sort of terrified of him. Like, he was a
Of
terror
him.
on set. Like, yeah, he was a lot. He managed her career very well for a lot of years, but I think towards the end, when the cheating and everything was, finally coming
Yeah.
out, it was not a pretty picture at the Wendy show,
Oy.
unfortunately.
Oh my gosh. This is, it's a hot mess. I mean, speaking of this guy, Kevin, he is obviously, regardless of her situation, which we've talked about here on this podcast, a couple of weeks now, but, he basically wants the money for spousal support. And I guess he hasn't been paid for 2 years. And he, quote, says that this is an emergent matter, and having been without this income for 23 months has affected me greatly. Go get a job.
Listen, go get a job. Also, this all took place about 2 years ago when she went into the guardianship, right? Legally. And at that point, they stopped the spousal supports. So the severance deal was sort of like null and void at the time. He's arguing he deserves, like you said, those 23 months, almost 2 years. And here's the kicker. He cheated on her. He got a woman
Right.
pregnant and
But
had a baby.
I just went through a divorce, and all I
I'm
have to say
sorry.
is thank God for prenups, because I never had to deal with any of this. However, I do know this much. If the other person cheats, they don't care here. They don't care
Wild.
in California. I don't know what the law is East Coast, but like here, they don't care. They don't care.
I don't know the law technically. They're in Jersey, I think, is actually where they filed.
It could
She
be
lives in
completely
Jersey.
different. Like, but honestly, obviously it's not, because what she didn't do is make him sign a prenup.
They were married for, I think, 21 years.
Wow,
So
really?
she'd been in radio for a long time, but they were together
Oh
for a
my
couple of
gosh.
decades. And when you're young and you're getting
Oh, so it's
married,
worse for her though. She's gonna have to pay up.
You think, "Oh, I'm in love." You don't even, I'm sure she didn't even imagine the success she was
No.
going to have with the Wendy Williams show,
But you never
right?
do. Like, you never want to think like that, but you have to.
For sure.
No, but
So
you're
I
right.
listen,
Oh
I
my
say that
gosh.
people ask me all the time about Wendy and how she's doing and if I've been in contact. I'm still in touch with Suzanne and I talked to Norman quite a bit, who's still with the Sherry show. And I say, listen, I'm just sending her love because she was always so wonderful to me.
Yeah.
And I knew towards the end, there was an appearance I was on one time, and all of a sudden, a teen comes running into my dressing room, says, "AJ, we need to get you to set now." I was like, "Okay, sure, yeah, what's going on?" And it's like 10 minutes early, because it's very, it's a live show, so it's very, the A block, the B block, the C block, you know how it works. And they run me out to set, and they're like, "We just got to go now." I'm like, "Okay, but we're so early." Well, Wendy just stopped talking in her A block. Just stopped talking. She was supposed to go for about 18 minutes. She went for about 8. And so as they're walking me out there, they're like frantically trying to explain, like, "Okay, so a bit of a rough morning. We need you to just do what you can, and just kind of roll with it. Make up as much time as you can, and we'll try to make it up the rest of it up as we go." So I go out there thinking I'm supposed to do a 6 or 7 minute segment, and I ended up being on set for almost 20 minutes of a B
Wow.
block, and I felt it because Wendy was just not Wendy that day. And it broke my heart. And I didn't realize it till I was sitting, 3 feet away from her live on air. And she just, I later realized a lot of this was happening at that time and I didn't know yet. And the public didn't quite know yet. And she just kind of, she wasn't herself.
Was she ever late? Did she show signs of addiction or did she show signs of the diagnosis that she's just been diagnosed with?
So from my perspective, until that last experience that I told you before everything started to go down, where mm-hmm. she sort of just was out in space somewhere, that one appearance on the show, from that point forward, it was hit or miss with her, to be honest. Prior to that, she was always professional. She couldn't really be, I'm not there at 5 a.m. when, you know, the crew gets there. I don't know if she was ever late to set. She was never late to her show.
No. She has to get ready and all of it. Yeah.
They've got a car picking her up and making sure she's there. They're not going to let, they invest a lot of money in these talent. And so there's no way on earth she's not going to get there on time. But she was always so professional.
You didn't smell alcohol or anything.
Never, no. Nothing. And people ask me that. They're like, oh, what's actually in the cup of tea? I'm like,
no.
Tea and a Ricola, a cough drop. Like, honestly, I never sensed for 1 second that there was anything going on. I do see a direct line between, you know, the moment that she became the headline, you know, because she was so good about talking about the headlines. But when Kevin cheated, got a woman pregnant, had a child, became the headline. And it broke my heart.
Pisses
me off.
She
didn't deserve that. Yeah. So she's an icon.
Especially when he's like going on and on about wanting his freaking spousal support. What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of.
Well, my love and again, my prayers go to Wendy. For sure.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you a DWTS fan or?
Okay, so I have to admit this. So low-key, you're my favorite dancer of all time.
Thank you.
So
with the Shaggy Bob or without the Shaggy Bob?
Listen, I kind of like the Shaggy Bob is kind of fun. I kind of like all versions of you.
Okay.
No,
thank you.
I just remember Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh,
your
my
freestyle.
God,
Drew,
that was 1962.
So good. Yeah. Obviously, thank your entire Emmett Smith season was flawless. But you've just been such an icon from day one. It was you and Max for me. Like, I, for different reasons, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Max could get it. But yeah, you were just like everything. Like, I was like, if I was a woman, who would I want to be at Cheryl Burke? Like, obviously.
I so love that. I've been thank a fan. You.
I've been a fan since season two, when a lot of people honestly became fans.
That's amazing. You know? I love a good old loyal fan, because it's very, you know, I always get the, well, my mom used to, like, she passed away. Like, I get a lot of passed away people. Like, yeah. I love the passed away people, like, rest in peace.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that, like, you know, people watch it or
listen,
watched it. It's been on forever.
My husband and I watched the last two seasons completely.
Okay.
We didn't watch for many years. So,
well, I guess what made you stop watching it?
Tyra.
Got it. No,
I don't want to say that. You and many. I know. I love Tyra so much, but.
Yeah, but just not there.
Yeah. So exactly. I loved her on America's Next Top Model. I loved her on Tyra's show. I loved
her. Yes. So since we're talking about the hosts, what do you think of Julianne Hough?
Okay. So it's interesting because I know that there's some rumors that behind the scenes, she's a diva and she needs to have her water at a certain temperature and she's kind of a terror on set. I hope it's not true.
Same.
Because I kind of love her too. Because she's probably my number two or three favorite behind you. Right? Her number with her mask number with Helio Castroneves, it's just iconic. It's one of the best of all time. Mm-hmm. And so, and I love Derek so much. Mm-hmm. And we're dressed by the same designer.
Oh, yeah.
Grayscale, shout out. And
he's
always
been doing great for Derek.
Yeah, he looks so good, right? But I hope it's not true because I personally really love her and I think she's really, really, really super talented.
Yeah. Look, I don't think it's true, but look, if she wants her water at a certain temperature, that's fine, I guess. But she also has assistants and I don't think she would be telling the PAs on set to do that. I don't know. All I know is this, like, people want to talk about somebody, especially if it's a little slow and, you know, during the week, like, mind you, there's an article or many about me getting my face restructured as if I got a whole face redone, you know, like completely under the knife, whatever. And like, there's nothing about that story that is true other than do I get Botox? Absolutely. But that's all I've done. Right. Also, mind you, I've grown up on TV. You change, like, you evolve, it happens. I'm like 21 was when I started dancing. I'm about to turn 40. Like, you change. Anyway, I feel sorry in a way. I have compassion for Julianne, but obviously she knows her truth. But if she is treating people like that, then don't do that. Don't do that to the people that make you look good.
Yeah.
So I guess Louis has a podcast, right? And the headline is Louis admits not liking one of his former DWTS partners, which is so normal, by the way. I mean, I had 24 partners. I definitely
24?
Correct. I was on for 26 seasons, but I did juniors, so that doesn't really count as a partner. And I danced with Emmett Smith twice because we did All Stars and season three. So he's still one person. So
All Stars is the worst idea. It doesn't work.
Well, I know. You know what they need? They need to do. You're right. And many millions of people agree with you. But like, who wants to see a winner lose?
Yeah, I know. I know. You know? Like, they should do good. Now you're not.
They should do the ones that got injured. Like Jewel. Remember her? She got injured.
Second chances season.
Nancy O'Dell. What?
Mm-hmm. Second chances. Yeah. Like, they should do that season.
Yeah. Second chances. I love that.
Agreed.
Basically, he said, before I answer this question that everyone asks me, who's my favorite partner on the show, I want to make sure you all know that I've had amazing celebrity women as my partner. He then admitted that there was one partner, though, even though that wasn't the question he was being asked, but it's okay. There was one partner that he doesn't like. I had 11 seasons. That means I had 10 amazing women. Oh, sorry. He had 11. Okay. There was only one, and we had a great season in that season, but it was when her book came out and she started trash talking, not only me, but others. That's when I lost respect. So he ultimately basically said and answered the original question, which is, who's his favorite partner? And he said Kelly Osbourne.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I believe people can just talk about their truth, like, or write about it. And at the end of the day, not everyone's going to like you, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to like them. You could just be hurt and disappointed, you know?
Louis, to me, seems like he's one of the elder statesmen of Dance with the Stars world,
well,
right?
Yeah, like, he's
been there.
The beginning.
He's older. He's been there since the beginning. Yeah. Like, he's in, and I think he would say that too. He seems like a super nice guy. He always like he just comes across as like a kind person on TV. I don't know if it's true, but whatever. What people don't realize is, and to your point, like, he didn't have to say that. Nobody asked him the question, which means he kind of wanted to say it, which means he kind of wanted to promote his projects. But that, like, let's just call a spade.
I mean, if this was a podcast, right?
Yeah.
So it's his first episode. Yeah. You got to get the tea.
If it walks like a duck, it's probably a fucking duck. Like, real talk.
Probably.
So he was trying to get that out there. So he was glad somebody asked that question so he could pivot and talk about the one, not the 11.
Right.
I could see that. And I don't know that Kendra's funny because you got to remember, Kendra was basically a child. She grew up on what is the show with Hef, the Playmates, her and Bridget.
I have no idea.
Whatever.
Oh, wait.
But she was like she was the young one. Like, she was the baby in the group. And she's Southern California.
Don't
girl
say
born
baby. That's weird.
No, wait, but she was. Like,
she was legal.
Like,
she was legal.
No, totally. But in that group, the other.
Like,
the
within
other
the other.
Were,
yes.
Holly and Bridget were like women. They were like, like late 20s, early 30s. Kendra was like 20.
Girl next door.
Yeah, girl next door. She was like 20, like, or whatever she was. She was like much, much younger than the other girl. So, and we all knew that she was like kind of the wild, spicy one, right? She was always like getting into trouble. So
yep,
I
she's like the rebel.
Yes. So I don't know that I think she's problematic or that she would be the
she's
worst.
She's not. She's just talking about her. I love her for her for her just being herself. Like,
but
she's
Louie, though, strikes me as like very sort of like buttoned up. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Kendra
like
is
conservative.
Exactly, not conservative. Buttoned up, like very. He feels very structured, a little bit uptight. Whereas Kendra is a loose cannon. So I think it's more of an oil and water situation. Like, not everybody's for everybody.
Let's go to Kristen Cavallari because she's got the hottest boyfriend in the whole freaking world. Have you seen him?
Well, only because I have a husband and no longer have a boyfriend, I'll agree with that statement. Because my husband was the hottest boyfriend in the world for many years. But yeah, he's hot. She calls him Montana.
Right. So I didn't know that he has like a boy group on TikTok. Did you
Montana
see that?
Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she calls him Montana.
So you followed. So you followed these boys.
No.
No.
I started
following
as soon as I found out that she was dating him. Then I was like,
yeah,
hold on. And then I started. But I'm not following. They're basically like a little, I don't know, like a little boy band in their early 20s.
On,
like, that's not
on
my,
TikTok.
It's not my vibe.
But are they signed with like, no, they're not. They're not.
I don't
it's
know.
A TikTok
I'm not
thing.
Sure. They will be now, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I say to Kristen, you know what? Have fun.
Get it.
Like, it's no one's business, first of all. Second of all, she's been very open on her podcast, actually, about just like finding love. And I relate to her a lot. Obviously, I don't have kids. Thank God, in a way. She's been very open. Like, she's had Nick Vial on. They talk openly about like, okay, what do I do? Like, she's very active in the dating world.
Yeah.
I, not so much. I love my home and I know I'm not going to meet anyone closet number one over here, but, you know, more power to her. Like, she's tried all the dating apps and she has kids and she's a working woman. And if she wants to have some fun with this hottest freaking guy ever, he's 24 years old. She's 37. Look, I think
13 years.
Well, I also think like, okay. So before I moved to LA, I was competing with my partner who was also my partner in my personal life. We had a 16 year age gap. I mean, I was legal. Like, I was 19 and he was like 37 or something.
Yeah.
But like, again, age is just a number.
Yeah.
But like, and look, go ahead and proceed with caution.
Yeah. Which I like. I like that you say that because her former Hills castmate and Laguna castmate, or Hills castmate, I should say.
Steven.
Audrina Patridge, another DWTS alum. She came out and said, listen, she's like, I reached out to Kristen. I said, girl, live your best life. Go for it. I'm paraphrasing here. But she's like, go for it. Just maybe she's in a fun season of her life. Just have fun. Just be careful. Right.
Yeah.
Because there are kids.
But she introduced
involved.
Her to the kid, him to the kids already.
She asked her boyfriend, said, can I give my son your number? Are you comfortable with that? So apparently they have a really sweet relationship. She says that he's doing the things with the kids that she's always wanted the kids to have, going and playing outside and doing
for now,
tossing a ball around, like, what, which is interesting because Jay Cutler is a professional
football
athlete,
player.
Right?
So I'm sure that's the last thing he wanted to do, though.
So it's interesting to me. Like, I'm curious to hear his take on this because, as the other parent, there are always emotions involved.
Jay
And
Cutler's take? Oh, he's here. Let's welcome him.
let's bring him in. Bring him
All
in.
right.
Surprise. No, but it's a
Has he
good
moved
feel.
on?
Well, it's a good feeling to be. Listen, it's a good feeling. I don't pay attention to Jay Cutler.
No, me either.
Honey,
And
I'm a
by the way,
gay.
I think that's why they broke up, was because of how public Kristen is, like, and how
Yes.
open
And he
she
wanted to
is.
be like more private. Right.
Sure.
I'm a gay. I'm like a little bit of a sports gay, but like not like pro football. I'm not really into it. He plays
Got it.
football, right? Just kidding.
Got it. Yes. Football,
So
basketball.
I think to be the one who moves on with somebody who's hot and young, that's fine. To be the ex, to see your ex move on with somebody who's hot and young, not so fun.
Do you
So
really think he hasn't moved on maybe a few times already with a
I'm sure
hot?
he's probably moving
Yeah.
on while they were
Like,
together. Like
exactly.
the pro
He'd be getting
athlete.
DM. People would be dropping to his
Of
DMs
course.
for sure.
But also she's hot too.
Yes.
Like
But
I'm not into
so
women,
be
but
it.
like
What
she's
I do
hot.
respect for
Yeah.
the fact that she's handled this, I think, in the right way, is that she's never introduced anybody else to the kids. Like, so this
Yeah.
is obviously somebody she really likes.
She
I
feels
don't
some
know
kind of
how long
way.
they've been dating, but, like, again, proceed with caution. Just
Yeah.
know that maybe right now, because he is, like, you're in this infatuation honeymoon phase, and it's going to, as time goes by, it ain't gonna feel like this anymore.
Yeah,
Just
especially
saying.
for a 24-year-old who's now, and this is the tricky part to navigate, she's navigated fame for 20 years,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's now going to be navigating it for the first time.
And is he
So.
navigating it through her for another reason? Who knows? Okay, Ariana Maddox. We talk about her every week. Look, I mentioned this last week. I ran into Sheena Shea. I ran into her at Race to Erase MS, that event that, yeah. Anyway, so she expressed to me how much she loves the show. And I said this last week, but she really expressed it last night on VPR. And it's really, in a way, I understand why people may be rubbed. Like, they're like, oh, she's just jealous. Like, it takes a lot of courage for her to say this, that she wishes her well. She hopes for the best with Ariana. So happy for her. But she also has wanted to do this show for so long.
Listen, I know Sheena and she's a sweetheart. I'm a huge fan of Ariana. I watched her season. I think she's incredible. I love the way she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and she was talking about this. Her response was, I understand that, and I think it's really like basically interesting, like that she's vulnerable enough to talk about that. I think that's beautiful. And I understand the feeling of being a little bit jealous. I
Of
get that.
course, we all
On the
do.
other side, now one of us has been on. Maybe they are going to be opposite of what you said, but maybe they are going to be more keen to bringing on more VPR. I appreciate the way she navigated. I will say
Yes.
that, and I've been very transparent about this, it's a difficult industry, right?
It's
The
so
industry,
difficult,
it's not for everyone.
they
And
need to be
I,
thanking her, though, for the show
yes,
not getting canceled, because it was about to
yes,
get canceled
yes,
before all
yes.
of this stuff happened, right?
But Sheena's not having the moment right now. Ariana is.
No, I know.
For Sheena, I get it. Like to see somebody that you've
Was her
been
backup dancer, supposedly?
having this dream of yours come true that maybe wasn't even a dream of Ariana's, to be
Right.
fair, which kind of makes it sting a little bit more. I get it. But also, I agree with you. It's like not a good look to be like
It's not. It's not a
desperate
good look, but
ever.
it's also like I appreciate the transparency, but
Yeah.
honestly, I don't know what her chances are going to be like to get on the show. There's so like it's just so competitive. Let's talk about Steve-O. So did you see watch the Oscars?
Parts of it. So we had it on the entire time.
Same.
Jimmy Kimmel in his opening monologue making a quip about Robert Downey Jr., right?
Correct.
Saying
And
like
is saying yes. Go ahead.
this is the highest moment in your career or something. Is that kind of what
Yes,
it
because he's
was?
been sober for many decades, actually. And
Yes.
I'm actually going into my 6th year sober. And I have to say,
Congrats.
thank you very much. I have to say that, like, look, with Steve-O's comment, I agree wholeheartedly with what he's saying. Like, it's people are so hard and so quick to judge. But also, going back to Robert Downey Jr., like, when he goes like this, like, rabbit, he could have been joking too. Like, this is
Totally.
part of the program, the 12-step program and the AA program or whatever program you're in. You got to take accountability over what you're addicted to. And you do talk about it. And this is the thing, when you're in the public eye, you're making a choice now to then, whatever you reveal, personal or whatever about yourself, be ready for this type of stuff.
And Robert Downey Jr., I very much believe, is in on the joke. He was a
Of
disaster
course.
back in the day. Like he first admitted.
And so was we all were. Like, you know, as far as addiction goes. Yeah.
Yes. It's not like Jimmy Kimmel was revealing any sort of new information.
No.
And Robert Downey Jr. kind of like made like a, he kind of like did like this, like on the nose, kind of letting Jimmy Kimmel know, like pretty on the nose, which tells me he's fine.
But Jimmy Kimmel then said, I don't know what that is. Is that a drug reference? Yes. That was funny. That's funny.
I think that's funny. But that's what a comedian does. Like, that's their job. That's why he was hired.
Okay. Pamela Anderson.
Huh?
First of all, me and Pam, we hung out back in the day. She came to my house. Like, we literally, like, for my birthday when she was on the show, we just bonded. Like, I love her to death. Haven't talked or seen her in decades. But she's gorgeous without makeup.
Yes.
And it's only, and I love that this, you know, this generation of people who, honestly, back then, I think they were mainly hired for their looks and like what they looked like and how much plastic surgery they had. I mean, Melissa Gilbert's also going barefaced. Alicia Keys did this a long time ago. And I think it's just so empowering. Now, could I do it? No, look at me. I'm like caked up for a freaking podcast Zoom interview.
Honey,
right?
I wore a little bit of powder and NARS under eye concealer. I'm not going to lie.
Honey, it just took me 2 hours. Okay. Every time I do a podcast, it is ridiculous, actually. And I hope one day to get to that, you know, type of just strength from within. Cause that takes, I mean, from being a sex symbol, like Pamela Anderson, to being like, I don't need, and by the way, she's saving so much money. No stylist, no makeup. Like, good for you.
Keep it going. Listen, her makeup free now, walking these red carpets, she still looks better than David Hasselhoff did at the height of Baywatch. Like, the double standard is so absurd that he could go out there and be like what he was, God bless him, with his acting skills, God bless him. And she had to be at 12 every single day on set, and every single woman did. So I live for her. I live for Pamela Anderson doing this. I think it's so empowering. Not just to her, but to an entire generation of women who grew up like looking at her as the standard bearer. Like,
but would you be satisfied if you never saw her again glammed up?
We have this little thing called the internet. You can just go look up a picture on your phone. You can go
and
look
more up a video. Than that with her, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But she's just freaking gorgeous.
Yes.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Okay, Cheryl, we have to talk about this. Another recent alumni of Dancing with the Stars, Mauricio Umansky. Okay.
Yep.
Buying Beverly Hills season 2 is about to come out on Netflix. I love it. I'm a realtor, so I live for all of these. Like, sign me up. But apparently, he was talking to Us Weekly, and he was referencing the reason he left Hilton and Highland all those years ago. You know, Rick Hilton is Kathy Hilton's husband, Paris and Nikki's dad, and it sort of caused a rift in the family. And now Paris is coming back saying he basically, I'm paraphrasing here, the story is literally breaking just a little bit ago.
As we speak.
She's saying that you need to keep my family, this like name out of your mouth. Stop talking about us. Stop trying to use our family name to push your like basically
lame crap show.
Little like lame show or whatever it was she called.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's messy. He was just on last season.
Wait, is this so, since you're a fan of the show, does he do that?
Not is that I like- know of, but so here's where the DWTS sort of universe expands a bit. Because to get the full context of this, you have to have watched this last season of DWTS with Mauricio and Emma. Yes, and Emma was his partner. And there are sorts of rumors about them, seeing them holding hands or possibly kissing out in public while all of that's going on. While simultaneously, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is airing, and we see Kyle and Mauricio slowly sort of drifting apart. And as that happens, she becomes closer with a girlfriend of hers who's like an art, right? So while all of these things are simultaneously happening, we're in the midst of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunions that are taking place right now and Kathy Hilton coming back into the fold for the reunion. She wasn't on at all this season.
I saw
that. And now the story also just broke yesterday that Kathy Hilton might be signed on for the next season of Beverly Hills Housewives as possibly a housewife or friend of once again, and they're going into production right away. It's interesting because the reason that Paris and Kathy have said in the past, and it sounds like Paris is alluding to this again now, the reason that the family has been torn apart and that Kyle and her daughters don't have the relationship with the other Hiltons that they used to have is all because of Mauricio and his business. The agency is killing it. They're expanding globally quickly. And I think what's happening, because as a realtor, I'm in this industry and I see how quickly it's changing right now, right? And a lot of the agents that were doing well, doing big deals 5 years ago, aren't doing that business now. Because with the advent of AI and technology being what it is, things are changing every single minute. And you have to stay on top of it. And the agency has been able to position itself as like a really modern, right, brokerage. Mm-hmm. Whereas Hilton Highland is like the old guard. And so I think when like that young buck comes up and sort of like takes some of the wind out of your sails, I think there can be a little bit of a rivalry happening. And I think that's what it is.
Thank you, AJ, so much.
Thank you.
What are you doing now? Do you want to promote away?
Listen, so as always, you can buy my book, Flipping the Script. It's available on Amazon or wherever you get your books.
Audible?
I always appreciate Audible, everything. I did the audio book for it. It's my story and a lot of my Hollywood stories. So if you're into some of the stories that were told here on the podcast today, you're definitely going to get a lot more of them in the book. I'm super proud of it. And your producer actually helped me produce the red carpet for my book launch years ago when the book came out. So another synergistic moment here. Also, just check out my website, ajgibsontv.com. Everything about me is on there. All the things I'm doing, keep you up to date.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you guys so much for talking through the hot topics with me this week. Everyone, make sure to follow us on social media at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans. Christy Yamaguchi sits down with me on Monday. She's a dear friend and one of the fiercest competitors I've ever worked with. It is a conversation you don't want to miss.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.